Well, God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 31st of December, and we're very excited about the new year and the great things God has planned for each and every one of us. And we have great expectation, and our expectation is on God. And God certainly has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ, and we truly have so much to be thankful for. We're no longer in darkness, and we are now children of light. We are sons of God with power. And despite the challenges that may come our way, we are more than conquerors. We have a hope, and we have a future, and we have an expected end. We have vision and direction, and God is with us, and he will never leave us or forsake us. Because he's provided for all of our needs, he gives us grace and glory, and we are to be to the praise of his glory. See, we've had a wonderful 2018, and God has done many wonderful things, and there's been many challenges as well. But we're very grateful to God for his loving kindness and his tender mercies. And as we go into this blessed new year of 2019, we leave behind the old, and we embrace the new things and work God has before ordained that we should walk in. See, we have a new life in Christ, and what God has put in our hearts is to focus on him and to be led by his Spirit doing those things that God puts in our hearts to do. We have decided to cease from our own works and allow God to go to work in us, and that's what we need to do. We need to decide those things. You know, instead of doing the things how we've been taught in the past, we need to do what God is showing us. Listening to his voice, doing what he wants us to do from the heart, not as man pleases, but as God pleases. God wants us to please him. When we decide from our hearts to practice what God wants us to do, then God can go to work for us in great, fruitful ways. He wants us to be fruitful. It's being honest with ourselves when we look at our walk that God can show us when we do things in our own effort. And God is eager for us to trust him and go to him rather than connecting with man. God wants us to connect fully with him so he can lead us and show us his way, because his way is fruitful and his way is prosperous. If we're going to be fruitful, we need to be led by the Spirit of God, following his direction, speaking and doing those things he gives us to speak and do. See, we all know what Jesus done. He done what the Father showed him to do and to speak forth. He pleased the Father. That is our heart. And we understand that if we're not seeing fruit, we need to change what we're doing. We need to seek God, whatever area that may be in our walk. And once we have his direction, we need to be faithful and consistent in practicing the things that God has given us to do. Consistency and faithfulness, that we will see the fruit. You know, if a farmer dug his field halfway and he didn't bother sowing the seed, he's not going to see any fruit. Or he may sow the seed, but he doesn't water it. He doesn't do anything, doesn't add any fertilizer to it. The things that he knows that are going to cause that crop to grow, he's not going to get the fruit that he desires. But see, we want to do what God wants us to do. We want to do God's desires, not our thing. And God is working in us, and he puts his desires in our heart when we go to him, when we, you know, cease from our own works and go to him for the work and do those things that he puts in front of us. And I've really learned a lot of things. You know, there's many times I've been led by the Spirit of God, I've done those things, I've been fruitful, and then there's times when I got proud, and then I started to do things in my strength, my wisdom, and don't see nothing happen. And so God is teaching me, and I'm learning that really we need to depend upon God and to be free to speak the things and do the things that he's shown us to do. Now, we know that God has shown us to do certain things. When we do that, we will see the fruit. Just like in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, God said to the children of Israel, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." So God will bless you as you listen and do what he shows you to do. You know, now we're a new creation in Christ. We got Christ in us, the hope of glory. Our old life is now dead, and we are now a new creation. We have the Spirit of God living in us. We are sons of God with power. And the theme for this year that God put in my heart, as I like things because they give a focus and a direction. And I just always ask God, "Father, give me a theme for this year. Like, what is it that you really have us focus on?" And God was just showing me to walk in newness of life. And why? Because we are a new creation. and we don't identify with our old man nature anymore. We got to reckon that dead. God sees it as dead. The old me is dead, and I'm now alive in Christ. And to walk in newness of life is to see through the eyes of Christ. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory, being manifested from within you to the outside of you. Is Christ's hand behind your hands, your eyes, your ears, your speech? The new creation that you are becomes more dominant moment by moment, day by day, as you decide to be led by the Spirit of God. It's a decision. You make up your mind to reckon the old man dead. You make up your mind to obey what God is showing you to do and what he puts in your heart to do. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3:8, he says we're being changed from glory to glory. And as we grow, our faith becomes stronger. As we realize we are a new creation, as we believe and begin to walk in our new man, what we could not do in the old man, we can now do in the new man. To walk in the new is a decision we make to do what God is showing us to do as we hear his voice, as he directs, as he enlightens us, as he shows us. And, you know, there's many great examples in the scriptures. When we go to the scriptures, we see how God worked with his people. We see how God directed his people. And so then we do the same. It's there for us to learn. It's there for us to put on and do. It's in the new man we're overcomers. We are victorious. We are his lights. We are sons of God. We're filled with God's spiritual DNA. We are sons of God with power. We're sons with authority. Sons of God with confidence. And when we know this, we will exercise God's power in our life. We will manifest the power we have received at the new birth. We know we can speak in tongues. We build up that new man inside of us. We can edify the church with the worship manifestations of tongues with interpretation and a word of prophecy. We can receive a word of knowledge from God, word of wisdom. We can discern devil spirits, if they're present or not present. We can operate the manifestations of faith, miracles and healings. See, God has fully equipped us for the spiritual battle that is being played out on this earth. And we can now walk like Jesus Christ. We can do the same works that he did and greater. See, we're more than conquerors. The wall can no longer be pulled over your eyes when your mind is made up to be led by God. You won't be deceived. Not by cunning craftiness of men or doctrines of men, okay, but we got the Spirit of God and we can be led by God and we can really manifest the power of God in our lives. So we're no longer under the authority of darkness of Satan or of condemnation. We're far above all principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness from on high, which is the spirit realm of the God of this world. We cannot see this spiritual enemy with our physical eyes. It's through our spiritual eyes we can see the enemy. It's through the revelation manifestations of word knowledge, word of wisdom, and discern the spirits that we can know what is happening and move through the darkness. It is as we operate the Spirit of God and are being led by the Spirit of God. See, we have all the resources to live triumphantly, and we're to live triumphantly. Walking in newness of life is living by our spiritual senses, not by our carnal senses. It's not that we're trying to make the new man good. It's already perfect. We just listen to God. We connect to God and we follow him. So it's not that you've got to do things physically to make this new man become alive. The new man is alive in you and it starts to manifest as you connect to the one true God, as you listen to what he puts in your heart. See, Satan was exposed by Jesus Christ, and the battleground is the minds of people. Satan attacks people through the systems of this world, through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. These things are not after the Father, but is of the world, which Satan is the God of. See, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we walk in the Spirit, we will have life and peace. That is what we will manifest regardless of circumstances, because we know who we are and what we have received at the new birth. See, this world passed away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. This is what the scriptures tell us. When we realize our redemption and who we are now, we will not put up with the lies of the enemy. And as we know, he is the father of lies and promotes his lies through this world's systems. As we focus with God, he makes us wiser than our enemies, to the point we can outdo and outwit them. God has given us spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He's made us wiser than our enemies. We are blessed. He spoke blessings in our life. If you read Ephesians chapter 1, he spoke those blessings into our life. We are blessed. See, we've been delivered from the powers of darkness. We've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We are a new creation in Christ. And this new man listens to what God is saying and doing, what God is showing them to do. The old man will listen to doctrines of men, will listen to what other men has to say about what God wants us to do. But God has removed the veil from your eyes, and he's given you spiritual wisdom and understanding. He's the one that enlightens our eyes. When we go to the scripture, God is the one that opens up to us the understanding of what and how we should move. See, it's through Christ's accomplished and finished works that we can now live and move and have our being in God. It's through him we can rule in this world. We're to reign by one Jesus Christ. It is understanding the spiritual legal system that the God of this world has no right to trespass. Remember, he's the thief and he will try it on, seeking whom he can steal, kill and destroy from. Those that are not born again are under the legal system of Satan. He has access to them to wreak havoc, to control them through the circumstances, through the emotions, through the world system. He gets people to come into agreement with his lies. He also works through religious doctrines of men, and he will try and convince the believer using many different methods. But we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. See, as believers, we're being led by the Spirit of God, and we're not ignorant of who we are in Christ. And the scriptures show us who we are in Christ, and when we see who we are, when we recognize that, and we're to connect to God and be led by the Spirit, and to walk in the Spirit, and to live in the Spirit, we're not going to be taken advantage of, because a believer looking to God and being led by the Spirit of God knows where those attacks are coming from. In 2 Corinthians 11 it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. See, Satan will not get an advantage of you when you're not ignorant to how he operates and moves. Not that we want to glorify Satan, because he's already a defeated foe. See, the source of confusion is Satan. The source of sickness comes from him, as well as lack and division and strife and unforgiveness and envy, and the breakdown in communication. All the negative emotions and fears and worries and doubts come from him, and he tries to work these things from the outside in. If we pay attention to the voice of the world, he will try to work these things into you, which God has already worked out of you. He will appeal to your old man nature, which was buried in Christ. To walk in newness of life, we're to put on the mind of Christ. It is there, wrapped up in the Spirit of Christ in you, the hope of glory. You activate the new man by deciding to listen to God, and to do what God shows you to do, and to think God's thoughts, to speak what God says, to walk in the light of the truth of God. The scriptures lay out everything for us, and God is the one that gives us the true understanding and the meaning of the scriptures. See, we're to put on and wear our new garment of the Spirit of God. The old garment, which is the old man nature, is as filthy rags. We have a brand new suit, and that suit should make us shine out when we put it on. Okay, it is light in this darkness. And we are the light of this world. We're the salt of the earth. I want you to go to James. Let's have a look at the book of James. And we see some wisdom of God. Let's see the wisdom of God that he's had recorded for us to see. James 3:13 says this, who is a wise man and endured with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercies and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruits, there we go, that wonderful fruit we're after, of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Like I said, Satan tries to work from the outside in, whereas God goes to work from the inside out. He is working in us and with us. God works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And when we allow God to work in us, then we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Like I mentioned before, the battle is for the minds of people. Satan is after people's minds to fool them with his lies, to deceive them, and to keep them blinded if they're not born again. Satan wants your thoughts so he can affect your emotions. He wants to bring you into confusion and fear and oppression so you don't walk in newness of life. And in the newness of life, there's liberty, there's freedom, there's clearness, there's focus, there's direction. Let's have a look at the example what in Luke 22:31, what Jesus Christ was saying. In Luke 22, verse 31, and it said, "The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan." Here, this word Satan means the accuser. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. "Hath desire or demanded to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." And this word sift means by inward. He wants to, by inward agitation, to try one's faith to the verge of overthrow. Satan wants to overthrow your faith. And he does it through the world's lies. He does it through doctrines of men, where it brings in confusion, where it brings in hurt, where it brings in division. The doctrines of men bring in division. Okay, but what comes from God brings life and healing. Luke 22:32 says, "But I have prayed." See, prayer is the key. Jesus said, "I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." See, Satan's after your faith. And he'll do it in any way where he knows there's weakness in you. And that's why we need to go to God and depend upon him. We need to be submitted to God. We need to resist the enemy. And we resist it with the truth of the word of God in our heart. Satan wants to overthrow your faith. He wants to stir your mind up with fear and agitation so he can overthrow your faith, so your mind is not focused with God, nor trusting or believing God. This is one way Satan works against those who are sat in darkness, who live according to the world's way. This is how he works against a believer who walks with a carnal mind, those that are lured by the things in this world or follow man's doctrine. What did Jesus say? He said, "I pray that your faith fail not." Where does believing come from, guys? That's right, it comes from the heart of a person. It's your heart. If your heart is filled with fears and worries and the cares of this world, what will be coming out of your mouth? What will your actions be? What is in your heart determines your speech and your actions. Many people are frozen or paralyzed in this life through fear, and so are many believers who do not know who they are in Christ. Or they may know it, but do not truly believe it, because they are governed by their five senses. I love God's exhortation to us through Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. You know, God is so wonderful, and he has given us all that we need to be fully equipped in the Spirit, and he's given us his scriptures that we can see how the enemy works. Satan has been exposed by Jesus Christ. Okay, he exposed him as the thief. He exposed him as the god of this world. In 1 Peter 5:8 it says, "Be sober, watch, be vigilant," or be cautious, "because your adversary," specifically Satan here, the devil, the false accuser, okay, "as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour," or swallow up. Satan wants to swallow you up with worry, fears, and doubts. He wants to misinform you. He wants to keep you in the dark. He wants to keep you in fear so he can access you. And he has no right or jurisdiction in the life of you if you're a believer, if you're a child of God. But he can have access when our minds are focused in this world. You allow it to him indirectly. So that's why we need to keep our eyes focused on God. And that's why we trust in him. And that's why we listen to what God shows us to do. 1 Peter 5:9 says, "Whom resist, stand against, steadfast, solid in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." See, it's through believing we can stand solid against the adversary, knowing you're not on your own, that others also go through attacks. Satan wants to isolate you, but God has placed us in the one body of Christ, and we're to stand solid with the truth of who we are now as new creations in Christ, and who God is, and with the saints of God, doing what God shows us to do. That is being led by the Spirit, doing what he shows us to do. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." It's as you submit, as you become humble before God, You'll have the strength to resist, and Satan will flee from you. We see this in Matthew chapter 4. We're not going to read the record, but you can go there and read it yourself. Jesus Christ was tempted of the devil, and he resisted him. And God worked in him to resist him. See, we're to resist the enemy with the truth of who we are now in Christ. Ephesians 6:1 says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places or from on high. That's the adversary's realm, okay? His authority, we're above his authority. He is under the feet of Jesus Christ, so he's under our feet. And when we recognize and believe these truths, then we start to walk in them. We start to gain ground in the areas that we were once being beat up. And God doesn't want you beat up because you're his sons. You have authority, you have power, you have jurisdiction over the enemy. Don't allow him to steal from you. Don't allow him to lie to you through what man says or what the world is saying. Romans 13, let's go there. Romans 13:11 says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. You decide to put on and not walk in that new man. You decide to cast off the darkness in your life. You decide to put on the truth of the Word of God, connect to God, and be led by His Spirit. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. See, we're to put on the mind of Christ. We put it on. We decide to think what God says about us is true. We decide to speak what God wants us to speak. It's all a decision. It's all been provided for us, and we're the ones to do it. We decide, yes, I'm going to be faithful to what God wants me to do. Yes, I'm going to be consistent in what God wants me to do as God works in me, as God leads me. You know, that goes with anything that we're practicing. We need to be faithful and consistent. The scriptures say that a faithful man shall abound in blessings. God wants you to abound. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to manifest these blessings. He wants you to stand out. And we're going to do this in 2019 with God's help, God working in us by his grace and mercy. Let's walk as sons of God with the power. Let's walk with sons of God as light. Let's be the witnesses to this world. Let's cast off darkness. Let's walk as light as we are light. 1 John 2:15 says this, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of this world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. It's very simple. We decide to live unto God. And when we do this, when we go into this new year, decide to walk in your new man. Decide to walk in newness of life. Decide to honor God with your life, with your finances, with your resources, with your time, with your energy. Put God first. Matthew 6 says, in verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Make him your first love. Pray to the Lord of the harvest, that he send laborers into the harvest. Pray for your own field. Pray that God give you his before ordained works, so that you can walk in them and you can be pleasing to God. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. See, the one that is in you, that's God in Christ in you, is greater than the enemy that's in this world. Okay, anything that's not from God is the enemy, right? Satan is the archenemy, and then he's got his little devil spirits, and then the people that he works through. But greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. We don't have to come from a position of fear. We come from a position of faith. God said he's put his word in your mouth and in your heart. That's what we speak forth. Verse 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. God has provided the faith for you. He gives you the faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God. See, we've already overcome the world, guys. We just got to believe it. We got to believe what the Word of God says to us. And God wants us to walk in this newness of life, not being led by our senses, our feelings, our emotion, not responding with fear because we lack, but we need to practice the principles of God. We need to be faithful and consistent in honouring God. You know, there's people that began to honour God, then they stop, and then they wonder why God isn't coming through. God wants you to be consistent. Whatever that is, whatever area that is, be consistent and faithful. Let God bless you. The blessings are there waiting to be manifested, but you need to appropriate what God says to you. So let's go into the new year, 2019, with a confident expectation, with our hearts looking to God, ceasing from our own works. Decide to listen to God. Decide to walk in that newness of life and really enjoy your life. Like, God really wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to be consistent, practicing the things that he gives us to do. Go into God, connect into God. Like, we need to connect people to God, not to us, not to our ministry. When we connect people to God, then they're going to become fruitful because God is working in them. And God has his plan and his purpose. We don't know his plan and purpose for an individual's life. We know his overall plan and purpose is for all men to be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth. We need to preach the gospel concerning Jesus Christ, the good news, the power of God unto salvation. So we need to connect people to God. We need to be faithful and consistent in honoring God, in living our lives before God, building up other people, encouragement, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, walking in love, walking in light, walking circumspectly, having forgiving hearts, letting things go that may weigh you down. Let it go. You know, just let go and let God. Be still. Know that he is God. Be anxious for nothing. Learn everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Go to him. He's waiting for you. And when you go to him, then great things are going to happen in 2019 as we walk in newness of life. So God bless you all greatly. And I wish you, and my household wishes you, a wonderful 2019, a happy, prosperous new year in the things of God. So bless your wonderful heart.